This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. A University of Washington football player is due in court for allegedly raping two women last fall. Tylan Tybo Rogers is an 18-year-old running back in his sophomore year with UW. University officials say they've suspended him from all team activities until further notice. KUOW's Katie Campbell is following this case and recently reviewed dozens of documents from the Seattle Police Department's investigation, and she joins us now to tell us what she's learned. And before we get started, we should say this conversation involves discussion of sexual assault that may be upsetting or inappropriate for some listeners. Katie, welcome.
Yeah, that is right, Kim. Thanks for having me to talk about this.
Well, as you reported last week, Katie, Rogers has been accused of raping two women in October and November of last year, and these were two separate incidents. But the charging documents show some similarities. Is that right?
That is correct. So these two women described how Rogers allegedly got them alone and forced himself on them. Both women said they made it clear they did not want to have sex with Rogers. The first woman even made it clear she didn't want to have sex before Rogers came to her apartment, and he seemed to acknowledge that, seemed to accept that. And both women said they were afraid that they'd be hurt more if they fought back during the attacks.
Hurt more?
That's right. So Rogers was a good deal bigger than both of these women. Now, the details of these alleged attacks, they're quite graphic, quite violent, so we're not going to get too into the details here. But I will say at least one of the women has reported some pretty severe mental health struggles since her encounter with Rogers.
These attacks allegedly occurred in the fall, but Rogers was just arrested by Seattle police earlier this month. Did the University of Washington and Huskies coaching staff know about these allegations against Rogers before that?
That's something we're really trying to figure out, kind of the timeline of what the university knew and when they knew it. But it does seem, according to Seattle Police Department records on the case, that coaching staff at the time, so the former coaching regime, including former head coach Kalen DeBoer, were aware to some extent. I mean, one of the women reported her alleged rape to the university's Title IX office in November.
And just quickly, Title IX refers to?
So Title IX refers to a federal law adopted in the 70s to prevent sex-based discrimination. Basically, it was intended to ensure equal opportunity for female athletes. It does also now apply to complaints like this, basically allegations that a student athlete has broken the code of conduct.
And so Title IX received a complaint on this?
Correct. To be clear, the Seattle Police Department has been investigating this case since October. The alleged victim made a report to the Title IX office at UW in late November, November 28th. And SPD has received emails and text messages that confirmed Rogers was then not allowed to play in the Pac-12 championship, which was just days later on December 1st.
And some of these text messages were flagged by the Seattle Police Department.
That's correct. We're still waiting to see exactly what was turned over, the complete list of texts and emails. But in the investigative report I've reviewed from the Seattle Police Department, they include several screenshots, including one in which former head coach Kalen DeBoer was asked basically what is going on with Tylan Rogers. And instead of responding in the text, he called that individual.
Right. And so a big question still unanswered by university officials is why Rogers was allowed to play in the college football playoffs and ultimately the national championship game. Katie, how are these kinds of cases typically handled?
So UW's student athlete handbook says athletes, coaches, and staff must report known or suspected violations of the code of conduct to the athletic department, and that officials could respond to violations with a range of possible disciplinary actions, from warnings to suspension to dismissal from the team. And the handbook goes on. Once a student athlete has been arrested or charged with a violation of criminal law, the student athlete may also be placed on administrative suspension from all team activities pending further investigation. That's where we are now.
And what do we know about how the previous coaches followed university policy in this case?
Well, former head coach Kalen DeBoer sent me a statement saying he always followed UW policies and procedures when allegations were made against players. He's at the University of Alabama now, we should note. There are still questions, though, around how this was handled. And to get at that, I've requested additional records about the case from both the University of Washington and the Seattle Police Department to understand what the coaches discussed and how they responded. And let's consider the backdrop here, Kim. The Huskies went to the national championship last year, which they last won in 1991. This was a long time ago. This was a big deal.
It was a major event.
Yes, it was huge. They were undefeated all last season before losing that championship game. The football program, it's a moneymaker for the university and for the coaches. I mean, Kalen DeBoer is now running the football program at the University of Alabama. He is arguably leading one of the biggest programs in the entire United States now after this event.
So what happens next for Rogers here?
Well, Rogers is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow morning on two counts of rape, one in the second degree, one in the third degree. And his attorney told me he intends to plead not guilty. Also, I'm still waiting for records that could give us a more complete picture of who knew what, when, and how they decided to respond to these very serious, very violent allegations.
KUOW's Katie Campbell with the latest on Tylan Rogers ahead of his arraignment tomorrow on allegations of rape. Katie, thank you for your reporting on this.
You're welcome, Kim. Thank you.